chapter 4 again. Be reading verses 7 through 10. James chapter 4, 7 through 10. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. These verses are the culmination of James' rebuke to his readers for their worldliness. He is exhorting them to return to God. In verses 1 through 4 of chapter 4, he's rebuked his readers for their worldliness, for their infighting, for their bitterness against each other, for their worldly lust and covetousness, and their hatred towards one another. This kind of conduct was an offense to God. And the appearance was such that they were demonstrating that they were in league with the world and were friends with the world. And to be a friend of the world, he says, is to be an enemy of God. Well, they thought they were in communion with God. They were deceived, for their lives clearly contradicted it. In verse 5, James begins to encourage us. He reminds us of the Holy Spirit that dwells in them and how he yearns jealously over his people. And he tells us in verse 6 that God gives more grace, greater grace, greater grace, that we are enabled to resist the devil. Greater grace than the wiles of the devil in the kingdom of darkness. Greater grace than all the allurement and temptation of this world. Greater grace in the battle with the indwelling sin of our heart.